on Ag News 890, Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr on the Farm Talk Fall Harvest Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed up here in Harvey, where it's cattails and geese trying to land. But harvest is about 80 to 90% done up here. Let's check in with Mike Kruger. Hello, Mike.
How are you, Mick?
How are you doing?
I am awesome. I'll bet it's tough for ducks and geese and cattails to land in this wind today, huh?
Oh my gosh, yeah, they were really struggling to make headway, and then they decided to duck down and go into this one pothole, and they quit flapping their wings. They just kind of floated on in, but still they were moving pretty doggone slow. So
cool.
I wish you lots of luck. You're maybe going to get a ring neck here this weekend, I hear.
Well, we're going to try. If the wind doesn't settle down, we might be watching college football. But the point is to try. I think it's going to be maybe a little bit better Sunday. I mean, that's your department, but at least the wind might settle down some Sunday.
Well, I know the wind is going to go down overnight tonight, about 2 or 3 in the morning. It'll be down a
Perfect.
Little bit. But yeah, all righty.
Maybe we'll have to start at 3, huh?
There you go. They said a little before sunrise. I can't remember how much before sunrise you can start. But anyway, hey, we had kind of a weird week in the markets, huh?
You know, in some ways, it was a pretty good week, I think, overall. We lost some ground in soybeans today, and I think that was purely because there's a slight chance for some rain across southern Brazil and parts of Argentina. And it's Friday, and it's ahead of the weekend. But besides that, we had more soybean export sales announced this morning as well. Just to kind of put that in perspective, I think so far we have, if you count sales of beans actually registered to China plus those to unknown, we're like at 35 million tons. And a year ago to China, we were like at 10 or 11 million tons. So three times more soybean export sales to China, and corn sales, even more impressive, we're up close to 14 million tons. We did less than 1 million ton a year ago, and 1 million tons of corn is 40 million bushels. We're talking big numbers.
Wow. And NCGA came out with a comment this morning saying the sales booked for the next year are way up, and last year it was zero.
Right, right. It kind of goes back to, because of the Phase 1 deal, China's obligated to spend a ton of money, but more and more industry analysts are talking about this is more important than that. That they think it's got as much to do with food shortages and that kind of stuff as anything. So, and if that's the case, I mean, they may buy more than anyone thinks they're going to buy.
For sure. All right. Well, good reason to consider food-grade soybeans for next year. And our visits with Mike Kruger brought to you by Richland IFC. How do guys get a hold of the folks at Richland, Mike?
Well, they need to give Matt a call at Richland IFC. Talk about food-grade soybeans for 2021. They need more acres next year. There's big premiums being paid. They're in the process right now of signing up, getting contracts signed. Matt's number is 218-643-1797.
It's amazing that the soybeans have done what they've done. I think in the middle of the summer, look out at those soybeans, they were maybe held more price promise than corn, but now both the crops, all the row crops, are looking pretty good.
You know, I think it's safe to say that on July 1st, we were talking about maybe having a billion bushel soybean carryout and prices below $8. Today we're talking about probably in the neighborhood of 250 million bushels. That's bin bottoms. I think that's going to push this market above 11, maybe towards 11.50. Corn, early July, thinking of 3.5 billion bushels of corn as a carryout, and now we're down to, I think it'll be below 2 billion when we're done. So big changes in markets in a 2-month period.
But we're harvesting some pretty good yields. When these yields come out, do you think there's going to be a little harvest pressure finally put on the market?
I don't think much. You know, I think we're going to be nationwide 80% done with soybeans by the end of this week, and probably 55-60% done with corn. And the corn is dry. It's not being forced into commercial channels because it has to be dried, which is a good deal. And remember that the USDA's last estimates trimmed the corn yield, by 1/10 of a bushel, still a record yield. So we haven't factored anything into the possibility that maybe the yields shrink a little bit. And I know they've been really great in North Dakota, especially corn. Bean yields depends on when they were planted.
Wheat also, they're kind of the, I guess at this point in the season, they might be the catalyst to push the markets higher. What's happening with wheat this week?
You know, wheat led a couple of days this week, which hasn't happened in a long, long time. And there's two or three things. One, of course, is no rain across the southern plains. And people I know down there say, no worries yet. We get two or three weeks from now and it hasn't rained. It's going to be a big problem. But also, parts of Ukraine, southern Russia, Argentina, very dry. Argentina, their grain exchange reduced their wheat crop again today. Friends in Australia say that West Australia's crops down a couple million tons, which is 70, 80 million bushels from earlier estimates because it hasn't rained there since early August. Canada has been real active selling wheat to China, and I think the last thing that would really send our wheat markets higher would be we need to see some more purchases of U.S. wheat by China, and I think that's going to happen.
All right. Well, it's a sign that the food shortage is a concern over there. But I think it's also an indication that maybe the world economy is opening up. U.S., we're not sure yet, but the world economy is opening up, and they need to eat. So food-grade soybeans, again. Why should guys take a look at them, Mike?
Well, first of all, the Richland IFC has been in that business for 20 to 30 years. They're contracting at big premiums to conventional soybeans. Farmers have talked mad about the differences in yield. I don't think they're much, and the differences in agronomic practices. So it's just another alternative that I think will be extremely profitable. And Matt's number is 218-643-1797.
Gotcha. Mike, safe travels. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye, Mick.
Bye now.